We spent the last several weeks talking about some of the potential changes, so to speak, in Shmiras HaMitzvahs after the time of the Chorban. We spoke about some of the new takanas that were instituted, some of the zeichlamikshes that were incorporated into the halacha, and pretty much we spent most of the year talking about the quote unquote concepts of the koach of chachamim, the notion of change in halacha, what's within the pull the whole thing. Okay, 1 second. I'm just trying to get you settled here. Okay. Alright, better? Better? Okay. So again, so we spent a lot of time talking about the halakhic parameters of change within the system itself. So now we get really in the sense of the final topic. So the final topic of this year is, it's going to take us probably more than 1 week, but at least the introduction of the final topic, is the notion of mitzvahs l'as and lovel. It means we know what shmiras mitzvahs look like at the time of Matan Torah, and shmiras mitzvahs is manazeh, and all the above. The question is, what, if any, changes are going to take place in shmiras mitzvahs l'as and lovel? Particularly when we speak about l'as and lovel, we're talking about times of Yimos Mashiach, times of Tchias HaMesem. So what exactly is the halacha going to look like at that time as well? So let's go through the sugyas and the Gemara and the Rishonim to try to get a little bit of a better understanding as to what Chazal have to say about this topic. So the sugya begins in the first Tanaim Makomos in Maseches Nit on Daf Samach Aleph of the days with, usually we would see this topic, Mitzvahs L'as and Lavo, particularly we're going to be talking about some very esoteric, Kabbalistic things. It starts with a very, very basic halacha, just in terms of what we would call, for lack of a better term, a very dry halacha. The Gemara is discussing a detail in Hilchos Shatnez. So the first of the Maim Makomos begins, Tanaim Rabbanan, Beged She'ol Bo Kilayim, Harei Zeh Loim Kurena Lo Avik Yechovim, Lo Yasena Merdas Tachamor, but also that tachrichim lemeis. If a person has a garment that has shatnez in it, but the only problem is it's not recognizable shatnez. If you can see this is wool, this is linen, that's one kind of shatnez. If it has some chutim of linen in there, but nobody can really tell, that's significantly more problematic. Why is that? Obviously, you can't wear the shatnez whether it's recognizable or not. But the problem is that you shouldn't even sell it to a non-Jew, because if you're going to sell it to a non-Jew, then he may go and sell it to a Jew, and the other Jew is not going to know. So if it says on the label 80% wool, 20% linen, everyone realizes it says shatnez, no one's going to buy it. But if it's not so obvious, so that would be more problem, and therefore you can't even sell it to the non-Jew. Not only can you not wear it, you can't even put it in a saddle of a donkey, you shouldn't even be sitting on it. The only thing you can do with it is you can use it for tachrichim. So the Gemara says, really, you can use it for tachrichim? So Amar Rav Yosef, Zeh Semeres, Mitzvos, Betelos, Liyasad Lavo. So it would appear, based on this statement, that you are permitted to use it for tachrichim, that mitzvahs are not going to apply. I'm going to be very, very careful. I'm going to translate it because I don't want to give away too much for the shiur. Loss and level in the future. At some future date, mitzvahs are no longer going to apply. And that somehow, that principle, mitzvahs, potatoes, loss and level, we have no idea what that term loss and level means yet. But since that's the reality, says Rav Yosef, mitzvahs, potatoes, loss and level, therefore it's permissible to use the shatnez for tachrichim. So, Amalei Abaye, the Item Rav Dimi, Vam Rav Imani, Am Rav Yani, Lashon El, Lashoftav El, Kofar also, that Abaye questioned whether this is correct, whether Rav Yosef's conclusion is correct, because Rav Yani told us that when the Mishnah, the Braisa, says that you're permitted to have shatnez in Tachrichim, that's only B'shas Hespen, that's only Kozman, the person has not yet been buried, but that's to bury him in Tachrichim, to bury him in shatnez Tachrichim, would be also. So whatever we thought Mitzvah's Gelvas and Lava was all about, obviously is not the case. The Gemara says, no, it's not true. I'm only allowed it to Allah. Rabbi Yechon to the Kofro. The Rabbi Yechon disagreed with Rabbi Yana. Rabbi Yechon says you can even bury him in Tachrichim. Rabbi Yechon Tamei. The Rabbi Yechon might receive the Meisim Chavshi. What is the meaning of a pasuk that says the Meisim Chavshi? Kevin Shemais Adam Nasa Chavshi Min HaMitzvos. Now once the person dies, so then he's freed from doing mitzvahs. He doesn't have to do mitzvahs anymore. So I can't give you a Gemara. Very, very vague Gemara. We're not sure what in the world loss and love was all about, and somehow mitzvahs, ketels, loss and love seems to be the source of this halacha that we pass in the halacha of Yechanan, that you are in fact permitted to bury somebody in tachrichim, notwithstanding the fact that the tachrichim are shatnez. So the question is, what is the issue exactly? What's the Gemara tupling? Yes, no, is it also is a mut, a betelos, not betelos? What exactly is the issue? So Tosfos in the second of my Makomos. So Tosfos tells us exactly what the issue is. So Tosfos at the end of the second of the Maamar Makomos, and the second line from the bottom,
That you are permitted to make tachrichim out of shatnez. When the person is going to come back, the time of tchias amesim. So Tosfos already has identified for us what the osid lovel means. So the osid lovel means that the time of tchias amesim yamo b'mabushav shenikbodem. This is based on a Maimon Chazal in Maseches Sanhedrin. A person is going to come back at tchias amesim. Is going to come back dressed. So Shema Minos Shmitzus Teres Osid Lovel. So what the Gemara is dealing with is a very halachic problem. How in the world can you put tachrichim on somebody which a shatnez? It's going to cause a problem when he's going to come back. The time Chias Amesim, he's going to be wearing shatnez. That's going to be a problem. So the only way to defend the practice with the Braisa records the tradition you're allowed to have tachrichim of shatnez, the only way to explain that is to come to the conclusion that mitzvahs tetelos Chias Amesim, namely that the mitzvahs won't apply at the time of Chias Amesim. So that's Tosfos' understanding of the Gemara. Yes, we have a very technical detail in the shatnez that's mutter to use shatnez for tachrichim, and the Gemara takes that technical detail and creates a whole story that from here we see clearly that the halacha is the mitzvahs betelos the asad lavo. Right, Tosfos made the connection because Tosfos talk about the chiyam of the asid, chiyam of asid sounds like chesamaisim. So Tosfos learned into the words the asad lavo as meaning chesamaisim. Not everybody agrees to that by far. We'll see as we go on. So Akoponim, according to the Tosfos chan, the Gemara is talking about a technical detail but using it as a springboard for a much more fundamental question about are mitzvahs going to apply la'as and lavo, which Tosfos is interpreting to mean in the time of Chias HaMeisim. Does everybody agree with this statement of mitzvahs teres la'as and lavo? Does everyone agree with Tosfos' understanding of the Gemara? So we have to go on to another Gemara, the third of the Rambam Kamos, Gemara Maseches Menachos, after Malaf and Menalef, also talking about clothing, but here not talking about shatnez, here talking about tzitzis. So Amar Rav Tuvi Bakista Amar Shmuel, that Rav Tuvi Bakista said in the name of Shmuel, Klei Kufsa Chayavim B'Tzitzis. That if a person has a four-cornered garment that's sitting in his drawer, in the box, he's not actually wearing it, it's still chayv and tzitzis. Why is that? Because the Torah says, Arba Kafas Ksuscha. So if you have a four-cornered garment, you have to put tzitzis on it, whether you're wearing it or not. So we happen not to paskin that way. The Gemara concludes a little bit later on, that we paskin that tzitzis are what's called the chayv sagavra, that you only chayv to put strings on if you're actually wearing the garment. When the Torah says, Kafas Ksuscha, that means that shatachasaba, means if and when you're wearing the baggage, then you have to put on tzitzis. So the halacha, this Gemara doesn't mean that much for us, but the continuation of the Gemara becomes critical. Umodi Shmuel, the Gemara says, that even though Shmuel holds that if you have a four-cornered garment that you're not wearing, it is chayiv and tzitzis, Shmuel agrees, v'zokin shasol l'chvoda shaptura, that if it's zokin shasol l'chvoda, which is a nice way of saying tachrichim, a person who set aside begodim that he's going to wear as tachrichim, so those type of begodim are potter even according to Shmuel. According to us, it's a moot point, because we hold that even if it's not tachrichim, even if it's just a regular four-cornered garment I'm going to wear next week, kolzman I'm not wearing it, I'm potter from tzitzis. But even according to Shmuel, who holds that kuvsa chayav b'tzitzis, that storage clothing sitting in the storage room are obligated in tzitzis, Shmuel agrees that if it's never planned to be worn in my lifetime, then it's going to be put in my time. Because the Torah says the favorish that the beggar has to be something that's royal kach, that's fit to be worn. People are not fit to wear tachrichim until after they die. So therefore, even Shmuel would concede tachrichim don't have to have tzitzis. But then the Gemara continues. But the haishayta vade ramin and leim shemloig larash charef alseim. Even though meikra din tachrichim don't require tzitzis. At the time that the person is actually wearing the tachrichim, namely when he actually dies, and you dress in tachrichim and you get him ready to be buried, so then the halacha is you do require to have tzitzis on him, because if you don't have tzitzis on them, that's like making fun of the person. It's like saying to the person, you don't have the mitzvahs anymore, you're no longer alive. So that's a halachic principle called loy l'rosh. That's the reason why that when you're in the cemetery, you're not supposed to have your tzitzis dangling out, other things you're not supposed to do in the context, in the presence of a mace. So the Gemara tells us that you have to put tzitzis on the tachrichim, not to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. The mitzvah of tzitzis, the mace is not chayvin. But you have to put tzitzis on because otherwise it would be a violation of loig l'rosh. So this is the Gemara Maseches Menachos after Malaf, and in the text of the Gemara itself, nobody questions this bit. So all the Rishonim, we saw the Ashkenazi Rishonim, are all bothered with a very, very basic question. It's a very strange question. Usually when you have a question, the Gemara says something, so usually the question is, oh, there's another Gemara that says something else. There's another Tosefta that says this. You have to try to figure out how to resolve the two the apparent contradiction. Here, the Balei HaTosfos and several Masechtos raise the following objection. The Gemara says that when you address a person in Tachrichim, when he's Lech Meves Mishana, you have to put Tzitzis on Tachrichim. You can't have him wear Tachrichim without Tzitzis on it, because that's like making fun of him. So Frek the Toysa Kasha, it's against what we do. Toysa says, everybody knows that our practice is that we dafka don't wear Kasha Tzitzis. For kids, the many years in the Ashkenazi communities for hundreds and thousands of years, it's the Pasul the Tzitzis. They dafka go and they cut off part of the Tzitzis. They put on Pasul Tzitzis. So he asked Toysa, what's going on? How could we do this? The Gemara says, Mamish black and white. Because nobody disagrees with this Gemara. Unless it's the Farish, that if you want. The Gemara doesn't say you have to put a four-quarter beggar on the mace. But if you're putting the talus on the mace, you have to make sure the tzitzis are kosher. Otherwise, it's like Larosh. And Fred Toysis. But nobody does that. The mice are admitting in our communities is not that way. So how do we resolve that problem? So the Rishonim give this teretz and that teretz. And everyone tries to give an answer as to why, what the pshat in that minig is. And the famous story from the Vilna Gaon, that the Vilna Gaon was of the opinion that none of the teretzim are correct. That the question is not better than the answer. And he wanted, when he would be buried, that he should be buried with the kosher talus. The talus with the sitzah strings on. So apparently he gave this tzavah over to one of his closest talmidim, that when he should pass away, he should make sure to sneak in and, make sure the sitzah are kosher. He didn't want to be buried with the minig that everybody else had. Apparently the Vilna Gaon was niftar in Cholamoid Sukkis. And this talmid was had left Vilna, had been with his family. And when the word spread that the Gra had passed away, so he came back to Vilna. By the time he came back to Vilna, the Levi was already over. So he had missed the kfura, and apparently nobody else had this tzavah. So the Gra was buried like everybody else. So some of them in the Shemayim that the Gra also followed the minig of the Bali Pesach, even though he thought it was not correct. But anyway, get back to the story. So how do we explain this minig? The minig of Maisa that all the Ashkenazi communities do out of Yemazet. How do we explain the land of what the Gemara says? So comes this in the fourth of the Marmakamos and suggests one of the many terutzim they suggest, but one of the terutzim is as follows. So Tosfos in Bava Basra Daf Ayin Daled Amud Aleph quotes from one of the Balei Tosfos, Rabbi Chaim Kayim Tzedek. So Rabbi Chaim was actually one of the Balei Tosfos, besides being a Kayim, we also know he moved to Eretz Yisrael. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Natam, and he went with some of the Balei Tosfos to Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Chaim Kayim Tzedek Piresh, the Anan Kayim Alon to Rabbi Yochanan, and the Oma Mitzvahs Batelos Gosod Lavo. So he the Benachos Ayri Ali with the Shmuel, the Oma Ein Batelos. Comes Ibn Chaim and throws Namash a curveball at us. Says Ibn Chaim, why should you or why should you not make sure that the mace has tzitzis on him? So says Ibn Chaim, l'chora, it's a throwback to our original question. Namely, is there anything wrong with this person being buried without kosher tzitzis? The kozman that he's not alive, there's nothing wrong. But the problem is, he's going to come to Chesed Meisim, he's going to come to the point of Chesed Meisim, he's going to get up, he's going to be walking around wearing a talus without kosher tzitzis. So says Ibn Chaim, is that a problem or is that not a problem? Is that something we should be concerned with or not be concerned with? So he says, well, it depends. Depends what you hold about mitzvahs b'telos b'asad lavo or not. So if you hold that mitzvahs of b'telos b'asad lavo, so we couldn't care less. So he's going to wake up with pasul tzitzis. Asma, so big deal. So wake up pasul tzitzis. So what's the big deal? He doesn't have to wear do mitzvahs anyway. But if you hold that a mitzvahs b'telos b'asad lavo, that comes the time tchias ameisim, mitzvahs are still going to still apply. So that would be a big problem. Then we would really not want to bury the person with a pasul talus. So basically, what Rabbi Chaim is saying is that this question, should you have kosher tzitzis on the mace or not, is really just a restating of the original question, can you bury the person in Tachrichim? So we already learned back in Nidat HaSamach Aleph, it was a Machloikis HaMeroyim, it's Machloikis Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yana said, you can't bury a person in Tachrichim of Shatnez because mitzvahs ain b'teros lasa lavoi. Rabbi Yechanan disagreed and said that you can, because mitzvahs are b'teros lasa lavoi. So Zavta Ben Chaim, it's the same shalom by tzitzis, tzitzis shatnez, it's all the same shalom. So now, says Rabbi Chaim, now we understand exactly why we do what we do. How come we have the practice that it doesn't bother us? We pass the guy sitzes, no big deal, because we pass in halachic Rabbi Yechanan the same way we pass in halachic to bury him in shatnez, because we pass in that mitzvah potatoes lasa lavoi. So we're not concerned with the shatnez problem. We're not concerned with the tzitzis problem. So that's the yisha for him. And that was Rabbi Chaim's innovation. It would have made more sense, but you have to put on a four-cornered bag in the first place. Right? There's no chiyuv to bury him in a four-cornered bag. But since we pass in Allah and that mitzvahs are potatoes, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, why do we go ahead and do it? I don't know. I'm not sure why we go ahead and do it. But a kopanim, the issue whether it's mutter or aser, ultimately boils down to this question of mitzvahs v'telos l'aser lavo or not. So in passing, this Rebbeinu Chaim alluded to another opinion that we haven't yet seen. He said, "Alivu de Shmuel v'yom ein betelos." He's referring to some shita, some phantom amara somewhere. We know Shmuel, who apparently was of the opinion that ein mitzvahs v'telos l'aser lavo. And the question is, who was Rebbeinu Chaim referring to? What statement of Shmuel, where in Shas, had any connection to this machlokes whether mitzvahs v'telos or not? So clearly, Rebbeinu Chaim is referring to a sugya that appears in the fifth of the Ramakamos, Ibn Masechet Shabbos, Nafkuf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara is commenting on the pasuk in Keheles, was the chorus barecha b'mei b'cherosecha, ad shlo yavo yimei ha'ra'ah. So the pasuk says that you should remember your Creator in the days of your youth. And the Rambam quotes this in Hilchos Teshuva by saying that when a person is chayzeh b'tshuva, or when you're chayzeh b'tshuva and you have strength and you have the ability to be chayteh and you're still chayzeh b'tshuva, that's a real chazor b'tshuva. When a person was chayteh when he was younger and he was strong and now he's chayzeh b'tshuva at the last second, it's a tshuva. A person can be ideal most of the chakalah. A person can be chayzeh b'tshuva mamash at the last second. But it's not the same kind of a tshuva. It's not quite the same tshuva as the person who was chayzeh b'tshuva with the same vigor and the same strength that he had at the time when he was chayteh. So the Rambam quotes this passage: "Zechoras barechi b'mei b'chirosecha." That means if you give me chayteh at the end, that's also okay. But it's better to do it b'mei b'chirosecha when you're young, when you're able to really overcome the yetzara. So then a person should be chayteh b'tshuva. So the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos comments on this pasuk that "Zechoras barechi b'mei b'chirosecha." Actually, avoy be'ara. You should be chayteh b'tshuva while you're still young, while you're still alive, before the days of evil come. What does that mean? What are the yemei hara? Eilu yemei hazikna. Means that the person gets older. V'igiyu shanim asher tomar imi bem chayfes. At the end of the pasuk says, because the years are going to come where a person says he doesn't really want those years. What does that mean? What are those years that he doesn't really want? Imi bem chayfes. The Gemara is an interesting comment. The Gemara says, Eilu yemei hamashiach she'im behem lo zchus v'lo chayfa. The Gemara says that a person should be chayz b'tshuva. Don't wait till Mashiach comes to be chayz b'tshuva. Say all the decisions that you make in terms of mitzvahs, you better do now. Don't wait until you mosa Mashiach. Now notice, the Gemara didn't use the phrase asa lava. The Gemara says you mosa Mashiach. So the Gemara says that don't wait till Mashiach comes to be chayz b'tshuva. Make sure to be chayz b'tshuva now. So why is that? So the Gemara says because in mosa Mashiach, there's not going to be anything to do. There's not going to be any mitzvahs to do when you're Moshe Mashiach. So how are you going to express the tshuva in those days? So comes the Gemara and says, so pligid Shmuel, that statement disagrees with Shmuel. The Yom HaShmuel, Ein ben o'el mazel yimoshe Mashiach, el v'shibud malchias povad, shenemar, ki lo yechtal ev yom yikar v'aretz. So Shmuel has a famous statement where he says that there's no fundamental difference in terms of the natural world between Olam Hazeh and Yemosa Mashiach. The Rambam quotes this, the Arichos, the end of Sefer Melachim, and Yemosa Melachim, and the Rambam writes, quoting Shmuel, elaborating upon Shmuel, that Yemosa Mashiach is Olam Kibin Hav V'Nei. Means nature basically is going to remain the same. The Rambam interprets B'dash Shmuel, all the Nevuas that speak about the guys, the Asian Keves, that the lamb and the lion, not literally, the lambs are still going to be running around and the lions are still going to be running after lambs. He says, the guys that even Kevis, the Rambam says, means that they're not going to be more Mochamas. That's what it means. It's all Derech Moshel. The Rambam says that the Olam is going to be another egg, the sun's going to rise in the east, it's going to set in the west, and everything's going to happen the same. What's going to be great about Yemosu Mashiach? There's not going to be Shibud Malchios. It means the Jewish people are going to be independent, they're going to be back in Eretz Yisrael, and there's going to be a Beis HaMikdash, and there's going to be a Sanhedrin, and there's going to be Nafu again. It means the way what it was supposed to be, the way things were originally supposed to be. That's what Yemosu Mashiach is all about. But in terms of any great grandiose changes in the natural order of things, so the Rambam quotes Shmuel, but that's not going to happen. So comes the Gemara and seems to say that according to Shmuel, that Ein Ben Olam Hazeh Ben Yemosu Mashiach, that the regular world is going to be Noeg, so Mestama that means that mitzvahs are going to be Noeg as well. So comes that Rabbeinu Chaim and refers to Shmuel and says, it sounds like Shmuel holds that mitzvahs are not the same as the level. It sounds like Shmuel holds Olam Kibin Hazeh, that the world is going to continue in Yemosu Mashiach, and mitzvahs are going to be observed as well. So that Rabbeinu Chaim made a tremendous, tremendous jump. It's a point that we pointed out a few times as we started the Shia, that the name of the Shia is Mitzvahs La'asat Lavo. This is the first time that we saw the word Yemosu Mashiach appearing. We saw it up until now that La'asat Lavo is somehow a different time. That's the time of Tchias HaMesim. We didn't think that was synonymous with Yemosu Mashiach as of yet. So let's take a look and see what the Rishonim have to say about this. So a kopanim, what we know up until now is that there is some kind of an issue about mitzvahs to kelas liyasad lavol. We think that liyasad lavol refers to the period of tchias avesim. We saw a few possible nafkaminas ladina, nafkaminas for shatnas, nafkaminas for tzitzis, and now we have Rabbeinu Chaim, who seems to be lumping together liyasad mashiach and tchias avesim. Yeah, well, everyone except tchias avesim. Tchias avesim was. Oh, okay, so we're going to see. So where does Chesed Mason fit into the picture? Right. There's no question of the existence of Yimotzeh Mashiach. There's no question about the existence of Chesed Mason. The question is what happens when and what the nature of those things are. That may be subject to Machlokes. So comes the Ritva in the sixth of the Memkomos, the Ritva back to the Sugya Maseches Nida. So comes the Ritva and explains as follows. Says the Ritva, Shmuel's statement that Ein Bein Yemos HaMashiach L'Shibud Golios has nothing to do with that discussion about Mitzvahs B'Teilas Nasad Lavo. Why is that? Because the Ein Mitzvahs B'Teilas Nasad Lavo V'Lifloga HaMasnista V'Masnista V'Tantra V'Chameis Ein Bein Mishum Kilayim. Because after all, we had a Mishnah, we had Raisa that say that you don't have to be concerned with making Techlichim out of Shatnas, which seems to point in the direction that the Mitzvahs are going to be B'Teilas. And the Shmuel sold there, this is what Shmuel holds. The Ein Tchias HaMasim Klal Yemos HaMashiach Eli Acha came to Sofa Kol. That these terms, Yemos HaMashiach and Chesed Mason, do not mean the same thing, according to Shmuel. Yemos HaMashiach is the natural progression of things. It's going to come a time in the natural order of the world. We're going to reach Yemos HaMashiach. You're going to look at the world. It's going to be great. It's going to be gewaltig. It's going to be a base of Mikdash and Klaisel. It's going to be an Eretz Yisrael. And there's not going to be any under foreign rule. Everything's going to be wonderful, but it's not going to be Chesed Mason yet. When is Chesed Mason? Chesed Mason is at the end of that period. That's a different tekufa. So comes the Ritva and says that Shmuel agrees that when you reach the point of Tchias HaMeisim, that's when the discussion begins. Tchias HaMeisim is already a new world. That's already a different world. That's already Lamalam and a Teva. Nature is changing. For people to come back to life, that's already a change in the Teva. So when you're speaking about that kind of a world of Tchias HaMeisim, then we can begin to discuss whether the mitzvahs apply or the mitzvahs don't apply. But to tell me that mitzvahs don't apply to Yemos HaMashiach, says the Ritva, that's absurd. Of course mitzvahs apply to Yemos HaMashiach. The whole goal of Yemos HaMashiach is that we're going to have a base of Mikdash, we're going to go back to Eretz Yisrael, mitzvah plays Baretz, that's the way Sanhedrin is going to come back, everyone's going to be sitting and learning, and mitzvahs, everything's going to be wonderful. Kimol Arz Deas Hashem. So to say mitzvahs aren't going to apply to Yemos HaMashiach, it doesn't make any sense at all. Says the Ritva, of course mitzvahs are going to apply to Yemos HaMashiach. The discussion that we're having is on mitzvahs b'teilas la'asad lavo. And la'asad lavo means at the end of the period of Yemos HaMashiach. So then the Ritva continues. V'ikashalan, if you may ask the following question, how do you mean of the perek chelek, I mean meisim shechi yecheskel, that the elu tefillin she'niach li'aba mehem, mehem ayu, the alma meisim she'olam tchia nago b'mitzvahs, Halokasha Shechivas B'Dalam. Says the Ritva, now we're having this discussion whether mitzvahs are going to apply the time of Tchias HaMeisim. Says the Ritva, this is not a new Shaila. We have had Tchias HaMeisim in the past. We haven't had Tchias HaMeisim en masse, but there have been very, very localized, smaller acts of Tchias HaMeisim throughout history. You know, that's for a fact. The Pesukim in Malachim described Tchias HaMeisim Veliyah, Tchias HaMeisim Velisha, and there was the Nevuah of Yecheskel, which Chazal and Masechet Sanhedrin assume was referring to a real act of Tchias HaMeisim. The Tzomas HaYerveishos was the Tchias HaMeisim. So that whole vision of the dry bones, there were people who came back from the grave. So the Gemara tells the story of Masechet Sanhedrin that one of those people came back and was observing the mitzvah of tefillin. After he had already been dead, came back to life, and he was now wearing tefillin. So the Ritva says, so how could anybody say the mitzvah betelos for the time of Chesed Mason? He said, you see that there are people who came back to life who are still observing mitzvahs. So says the Ritva, it's not a kasha. There are two answers to this kasha. So the last line, chato, shelo amru mitzvahs betelos min ha-mason, ela lifchias ha-mason, ha-asad lovo she sofa kol. Says the Ritva, the discussion when the mitzvahs of the Talos Nasa Lavo, that is referring to at the time, that period in history called Tchias HaMeisim. The Mechiras covered Yecheskel, the Mason that he brought back, that was a private Tchias HaMeisim. Brought back a few people. And he all brought back one person, at least he brought back two people. That's not the discussion. That's not the period in history called Tchias HaMeisim. The did is that any person who is alive in this world, this period of history, whether this is the first time alive or whether they died and came back, whatever happened, The bottom line is, they are for sure chayav mitzvahs. That's not a question. That's not negotiable. The discussion in the Gemara is, what's going to happen at the end of days, after the Masa Mashiach, that period in history called Chiyas HaMeisim, is that going to be a time of mitzvahs or not? How did the Ritva know that this is correct? So he says, that's Pashut. He says, that's the, based on the Karita Behayom La'asol, so Memach L'kapos Chorim. The Pashut at the very end of Pashut V'Schanan says, Asher Neich Mitzav Chayom La'asol Sam. So Chazal have a double drush in that word, those words, Hayom La'asol Sam. Hayom La'asol Sam V'lo Memach La'asol Sam. Hayom La'asol Sam Memach L'kapos Chorim. That's the source for the tradition that we have, the source of the Torah Shemachsav, for this tradition that we have, Ishmi Piyisha, Moshe Rabbeinu, that there are two worlds. There's the Olam Hazeh and there's the Olam Haba. The role of Olam Hazeh is to do mitzvahs. The role of Olam Haba is the person who receives the schar for the mitzvahs that he did. So the Pasuk says, Hayom La'asol Sam, V'lo L'machar La'asol Sam, that the next world, L'machar, what's considered to be L'machar? So the Ritva says, the period of Tchias HaMeisim is L'machar, that's tomorrow, that's the next world. But that's not in the days of Yechezkel, not in the days of Yoel and Elisha. It's just the fact that there was one or two people who died and came back to life, that doesn't impact on the Chiyuv Shmiras HaMitzvos whatsoever. About the Tchias HaMeisim, Shlohayu Ela B'Mitzvos, Lo Bot L'Tayu B'Mitzvos, he says, they lived at a regular time in history, of course they were Chayav B'Mitzvos. Sh'arei Lohayu Lem Tchias HaMeisim, Gemur L'Kabos Char, Sh'arei Lolidu Bonim V'Gam Chazul Yafram. And says the result proved to you that Tchias HaMeisim was such a radically different Tchias HaMeisim, it wasn't for eternal, it wasn't forever. Those people who Yechezkel brought back to life, the Gemara says, they came back to life, they hung around a little bit, and they died again. So that wasn't a Tchias HaMeisim forever and ever. That was a Nevuah, special unique event that happened in that period, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Yechezkel that Nevuah of Tchias HaMeisim to be the model, to be the illustration, the Nevuah, what's going to happen to Klal Yisrael, whatever the reason for that Nevuah was. But that's not the Tchias HaMeisim at all that we're talking about. We're talking about the Tchias HaMeisim of the Asad Lava that's going to be eternal, that's going to be the Olam of Kabbalah Schar. So that kind of Tchias HaMeisim, Tachah Mitzvah B'Tehanos L'Asad Lava. That's the first answer that that the Ritva suggests. The second answer, Kima she'amru mitzvahs b'telos la'asad lavo, haynu shlo yu chayobin lamo behem. Says the Ritva, maybe one can argue that mitzvahs b'telos la'asad lavo means that you're not going to be mechuyov to do mitzvahs la'asad lavo. V'amikom mokom yesh mitzvahs kedoshos ke'ein tefillin she'enor v'me atman. It doesn't mean that you can't volunteer. So when the Gemara tells that these people who came back to life were still wearing tefillin, that means that they want to. V'bnei shtemusa v'tifartan lo v'derechiyov. And says the Ritva, I'll give you a mashal, that you can have a situation that people volunteer doing mitzvahs when they're not chayav. Where Elvis HaRishon, the Moya Chayav, and Elvis HaRishon mitzvahs, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov weren't chayav in mitzvahs. It was pre-Matan Torah. The Kimu Kol HaTorah Kula, until we have a tradition that they observed all the mitzvahs. So people Erev Tavshila and Kedisa Be'agoda. As Chazal tell us, the Ezer is man royal, let's say, Tzfilin al-Rosh, Likor, Shem, Shalach, Hashbrach, Alim, Kizban, Tchias HaMeisim. Says Ritva Fakir, in the time of Tchias HaMeisim, we won't be chayiv in Tzfilin, but that'll be the greatest time to put on Tzfilin. Kishem, Hashem, V'Yirol, Kolobis, Kishem, Hashem, Nikla, Lecha, that refers to Tzfilin. Eim, Lechaz, Man, Godom, Izeb, in the time of Tchias HaMeisim, everyone will realize that Hashbrach Baruch Hu is the Melech. So the bottom line is the Ritva says that his basic theme is that it depends which period in history you're talking about. When we speak about mitzvahs not applying in Bizman Tchias HaMeisim, that does not refer to Yiros HaMashiach. That refers to Tchias HaMeisim, which is a later point, and that for sure does not apply to earlier manifestations of Tchias HaMeisim. It's a special, unique halacha that's derived from the Pasuk, Hayom La'asol Sam L'machal L'tal Schorim, that at the time of the Schar, the time of the Asad Lavo, when Tchias HaMeisim comes, the time of the ultimate Schar, so the halacha says that mitzvahs are not going to apply, at least not the Teres Chiyuv. So we're basically, at this point, we have what appears to be a machlokes in the Gemara. Is there a principle called mitzvahs b'telos l'asad lavo or not? We seem to paskin that is the din, that mitzvahs are b'telos. That's why we bury people in Shana. We don't literally bury them in Shana, but we could bury them in Shana. That's why Taisa says we don't care about burying them in fossil tzitzis. We're not concerned, because whatever will happen, yachar tchias HaMeisim, so we're not concerned, because mitzvahs are ultimately going to be b'telos, at least the Teres Chiyuv at that point. Yeah, Shana's in tzitzis, yeah. Yeah, so therefore, that's what the pasuk says. Hayom La'asol Sam. It's another world. It's, the Torah was given for this world. That's already that's the olam aschar. That's not the olam of Ha'asiyah. So the Rashba in the seventh of the Ramah Kaimah, the Nida Zaf Samach Aleph of Dave has an entirely different take in this entire subject. Zayse Meres Mitzvah Teraslof Lavo. So he quotes first conventional wisdom, and Yesh Befarshim Mishum Diyamrin Mekzubus Meisim Sheasta Kadosh Baruch Lachas Bushem Him Omdim. That's what we said before. So Koshuli the Meisim Shechi Yecheskel Yechichu. So what the Ritva asked the question from the Meisim of Yecheskel. The Rashba says, hey, that's a really good question. So we skip down to the next line. The Nira Li says the Rashba, we have the wrong pshat. La'osid lovo mishasha meis ka'amar. V'loma she'ein achai mitzuva ala meis. So comes the Rashba and says, when the Gemara says mitzvahs patelos and not patelos la'osid lovo, it is not talking about some time in the very, very distant future. It's talking about la'osid lovo means in the future, namely when the person is dead. Is a person when he's no longer alive chayv and mitzvahs? What do you mean chayv and mitzvahs? Can anybody think that while he's dead he's chayv and mitzvahs? What it means is as follows, says the Rashba. The lo mosheinu chayv mitzuvah lameis kederech she'amru b'ktanim lo sochlum korbe lo sachimum b'hazik gedolim al ha'ktanim. We know that you have a child under the age of a mitzvah is also not chayv and mitzvahs, but I'm not allowed to put shatnez on that child. I'm not allowed to feed trace to the child. I'm not allowed to cause the child to do an aveira. So one would have thought that just as I'm not allowed to cause a child to do an aveira, I'm not allowed to cause a mace to do an aveira. That's called my aveira of causing him to do something that's also, even though he's not chayav. Kamash Golan, mitzvahs petelos la'asid lavo. That afterwards, la'asid lavo is like saying yachamev yasim shana. It's saying after a person dies, he is plucked from mitzvahs lagamrei, and there's nothing wrong with making him wear shatnez. And then the Rashba shows you from other places in the Gemara where the Gemara uses the phrase la'asid lavo, which doesn't mean a very long distant time. It's just in the future, tomorrow, la'achamev yasim shana. That's called la'asid lavo. So it comes out according to the Rashba that nobody says that mitzvahs are petelos, quote unquote. Level. According to the Rashba, Kozman, the person is not alive, he's part of the mitzvahs. But when he comes back, Chis HaMeisim, the body is Chayv in mitzvahs. So we have really a major machlokes in the Rishonim as to what the Gemara is talking about. Now, this clown in the Gemara, which was questionable in the Gemara itself, mitzvahs and tales of Yasulavo, even though we accept the halacha, we're not sure what it means. According to Tosis and the Ritva, which seems to be most of the Rishonim, mitzvahs and tales of Yasulavo means what it sounds like, namely, at a later hit point in history, Taka mitzvahs won't apply. When is that later point in history? So the Ritva says one time it's for sure that is the most of Mashiach. That doesn't make any sense. If and when there is such a principle called mitzvahs teslas lavo, it means a totally different world. It's chias hamesim, which is post most of Mashiach. The whole world is not natural. Everything is different in that world. So mitzvahs don't apply in that world. That's the olam haschad. That's not the olam hasiya. And again, that's not a change in the halacha. That was built into the very system. That's exactly what the Torah said. Hayom asayisim. That was the Ritva point of the pasuk. Hayom asayisim. Below the machal asayisim. The machal litos charam. So according to Tosfos and according to the Ritva, the din of mitzvahs b'teras l'asad lavo was built into the system from day one that there's an olam, which is the olam of shmiras mitzvahs, and then the olam aschar is not shaykh to the mitzvahs. The best you could possibly do in that next world is possibly voluntary mitzvahs. Maybe yeah, maybe no. That's what the Ritva referred to before. And the Rashba says, the Rashba says that the chlal not true. The Rashba says there never was such a thing that even in the world of chis ha-meisim they're going to be mitzvahs. That was not even negotiable. The whole problem of the Gemara was Kozman, the person is no longer alive. Right now, in the interim, is he chayv in mitzvahs or not chayv in mitzvahs? But when he comes back to life, Avad is going to be chayv. But one thing is clear from the entire sugya that even those who say that mitzvahs are potentially going to be betelos, that's only when you reach that stage of the olam ha'aschar. Kozman, you're still in the olam ha'asiya. So of course mitzvahs apply. And Nicholas, one of the name of the olam ha'aschar is called divrei Torah zois. Kozman, you're in the olam ha'asiya for sure. And you're most of a shiach, Avad is a vada. It's considered to be part of the olam ha'asiya. So there is a fascinating part of the Ritva. I didn't print the whole Ritva out. It was very, very long. But those who are interested, if you take a look at that Ritva inside in Samachalas. So if you take a look, there's about three paragraphs that were chopped out of the original Ritva. Say what it says. So you'll figure out why it was chopped out. And then they put it back in. It was censored out of the Ritva. Because the Ritva says that when somebody learns the Sugya, so they may Chalila v'Chalila come to the mistaken conclusion that in Yabos HaMashiach, so once the Mashiach has come, you don't have to do mitzvahs anymore, which we know was the basic principle of other religions, that a certain person came, and he was the Messiah, and now you don't have to do mitzvahs anymore. That was the whole theme of the religion. So the Ritva says, Chalila v'chalila, anyone who's going to look at this Gemara and think that's what the Gemara means, the chas v'haskir, such a thing. So he goes and explains to you why the Gemara and Chalila never meant such a thing. The Gemara meant the other chis ha-meisim. Chis ha-meisim? You haven't seen a chis ha-meisim. You haven't reached that point of chis ha-meisim yet. So you can understand why it was sent out of the Ritva, and then you can understand what it sounded. So they put it back in again. So it's an interesting historical anecdote. anecdote to this sugi. Like, I'll put him in terms of the sugi itself. So pretty much in terms of Yimas and Mashiach, it seems like everything is but even if there are slight shirim in the teva, but in terms of mitzvah, there's not going to be any fundamental differences. Hopefully, mitzvah in the next year, we'll talk about this a little bit further about the status of Yimas and Mashiach. Although in general, mitzvahs will be nagos. Are there going to be any shinuyim whatsoever in terms of shmiras and mitzvahs in Yimas and Mashiach? So we'll try to finish up with that. I'm not yet sure about next week. I think we're on for next week, but we'll keep people posted if there's any change. As of now, assume the chazakas are on until the year of the country.